Signal Centers offers preschool classes for children of all abilities, as well as adult day services. Some of the children have special needs, maybe in wheelchairs, or may need extra attention. In 2010, the playground at the school was designed specifically to include all of the students and clients at the center. As part of NPR's accessibility project, I visited the inclusive playground. It's a hot, sunny day, perfect for visiting playgrounds. I started out at the top of the hill at Signal Centers and watched a line of excited preschool children waiting for their turn on a slide that doubles as a water slide on really hot days. From the top of the hill, you can also see a small play space beside the door with several music and art stations in bright leaf greens and soft browns. This is the start of the jungle-themed playground. Another student smiles, seeing her friend slide down the hill as she turns her motorized wheelchair to the gently sloping path that takes her to the playground. Alice Baker describes the playground as we walk through the children. Well, let's go on down.
This is where we're different. You see how a child can start right up there at the top of the hill in their wheelchairs and come out, and then they're right across the bridge and are right here on what makes this be an inclusive playground. And they can ride their wheelchairs or their walkers all the way across.
So this seemingly jungle here has flat surfaces, railings, wide enough for wheelchairs.
PlayCorps worked very carefully with us and with the National Playground Association to be certain that everything was ADA compliant. And this is a pour-in-place surface. Before, we had to use mulch, and the assessors always measured our mulch to make sure it was 6 inches. And the mulch carries disease and, you know, everything. It's just nasty. It ends up in their pockets and they eat it and they put it in their noses. And so now we have this wonderful pour-in-play surface, which is soft. When you walk across there, you can feel it's bouncy and is completely safe for the children. We've never had an injury on the playground surface. We've had very, very, you know, we just haven't had any accidents out here.
Well, and I don't think the mulch would be very appropriate for someone in a wheelchair.
Oh, it's not. It was not. It was not. Our wheelchair children just really couldn't do much out here. The original playground had to be completely accessible to delivery trucks. You see, we have driveways running through the playground. So every time a truck came to deliver something, you had to open the gates, put the children behind the other locked gates, and the only little playground equipment was not accessible at all to our children. It was just a sad story for them. The swing set had two little swings on it that could be used by our special needs children.
I'm Carolyn Boyd. I'm Chief Program Officer.
Hi, I'm Rabbit.
I listen to you on the radio.
Okay. We were just talking about where the playground is, what it was like when we first started.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing, where we are. And I'm showing her how this is completely inclusive now, that that there are elements for our children to be able to play on here.
Uh-huh. We are so grateful to the Friends of
Special Children
and United Way.
Well, we're going to keep going down a very slight grade.
These are all of our adaptive toys on the playground structure are completely accessible to our special needs children.
So this looks like a game they play to try and get the ball in the hole.
Sure is.
A little handle.
There you go.
Aha!
Then they whip them back
and
up.
Then
again,
pull the balls back up and get them through. And on this side, we have embossed inward alphabet for the blind.
Yes, they do.
So you have the hand,
many of our
what the hand would look like and what the letters are.
This is your American alphabet, sign language alphabet. Many of our children learn. While they love to play up here on this bridge, it's mostly running back and forth, hearing themselves. This is what they love. They will come, but they love just to be outside and run, and you will see children sitting on these little benches in here, the ones that love the sunshine and the playground, but don't necessarily want to be in the great hubbub. And they'll come aside and contemplate. When Playcore was telling us about those features, I thought, I want to see that. But they do.
There are short steps here and there for children to join. But if you're continuing the trail as if you were on a wheelchair, you come down to what looks like a bus.
Fire engine, and the children can still get up and do their... have this wonderful, accessible ramp.
I tell you, a good thing about this playground, too, is it allows the adults and the children to play together. We have that intergenerational program. Like, Gina's from our adult center. She comes out and she plays with the kids, and so does Michelle, another one of our adult participants.
You feel the impact of our pour in place. It's so very safe.
It's very spongy. It's almost like a trampoline.
It is. First time
Here's
you get
another
on
one
it.
Over here, babe.
First time you get on it, you kind of go, oh, my goodness, it's spongy.
Behind the bushes right there.
Children absolutely love this sand table. Many, many days you will see some of our children in wheelchairs pulled up playing with one of the favorite aspects of the playground is our trike path. And this goes all the way around and back, and they can do their wheelchairs, their big toys. We have a lot of new big toys that were donated to us by one of our staff member who was getting married, and she asked her guests to donate money for big toys for our playground. So people really buy into the playground. All our staff and the adults will come out here, and they're out there on the porch many afternoons watching. It's kind of humid today, but you'll see them out here with our children all the time. This is Kathleen Rutherford.
Hi there, how are
she
you?
She teaches our four-year-olds.
Were you here when the old playground was in place?
I was.
And there was really nothing for the children to do, but if they did come out, you had to keep a very close watch.
Right. It was very small, very congested area. Definitely had little variety in terms of things for children to play with. Yeah. And the best part was the road that came right through the middle of the playground that you had to use. You had to really watch in order to make sure that the children were safe when we were going in and out of the playground.
Playcore designed the new playground, kind of an outdoorsy theme, kind of a nature theme, and it is an inclusive playground.
Correct.
For anybody at any physical ability to could really enjoy themselves here. What kind of a difference has that made directly to your students, to the children?
Well, typically in the past, children in wheelchairs didn't have the access to play with other children in things like that you see on this ramp, for instance. They can play together. They can access things together. The way that it's set up, that you have multiple activities going on at the same time where all children can be together. In the past, it was very much children that were in wheelchairs or physical disabilities couldn't gain access to things like that slide over there or some of the other things that we had going on. And it was also very much a, small area, so you didn't get to interact with other classrooms either. Here you get to see a variety of different students, different ages get together, and for some that really works good in terms of social skills and also in terms of just basic play skills.
When we first installed the playground, we were designated as a nature playground by Playcore and was the first nature playground in the state of Tennessee. And at that time, our trees were just tiny little trees and tiny bushes, and it was a concept. And we were hoping, you know, that we would see shade. And like on a hot day like today, we still feel the sunshine here. But as you see, one of the requirements was to have trees behind all the benches and in an area where the children would be, where they could get some shade if they need to.
And you also have just swings.
Just swings, yes. And as you can see, we do have wheelchair accessible swings in a variety of ages as well, can sit on those swings and makes for a fun time. Lots of things to choose from.
Did you hear? We have music all over our playground. This is Pam Hudson. Pam is the director of the Chattanooga Children's Program.
Pam, has this made a difference in attracting people to Signal Centers?
What a great question. It certainly has. When parents
come over to take a tour of the facility. This visit to the playground is what lights them up and turns them on, and they say, yes, this is where I want my child to have child care and early learning. They just really blossom. They feel like it's a very safe environment for their children to play. They see that it's accessible. They see all the little cars and the toys and how it's just open for everyone. They see how the adults interact with the children, and their wheels start turning in their mind, and they ask, oh, do they get physical therapy when they're outside? Yes, the physical therapists come out here and just integrate the therapy into natural play, which is the best thing you can do as far as making progress on a day-to-day basis.
Signal Centers also has a separate playground for infants. I could spend all day at this facility watching children at play, but a trip to the public accessible playground on the green space along the Tennessee River is up next.
It's a handicapped accessible playground designed by PlayCorps and put up as a public playground in the year 2005. It's just maybe 15 feet from a very busy road on Riverfront Parkway. And there's no handicapped accessible parking nearby. In fact, there's no ramp leading up to the sidewalk. If you were to try and stop and drop a child off, you're going to have to walk at least down to the nearest block, or at least as far as a block away, just to find a ramp that would put a wheelchair easily on the sidewalk. Instead of the nice springy base for the ground that you saw at Signal Centers, it has the bark. So a child in a wheelchair would have a hard time accessing that portion of the playground. But you do have the metal ramps wide enough for a wheelchair to access a portion of the playground at least. There are not as many toys to play with associated with this playground. And currently, no children here at all. But for those without physical limitations, there's a small climbing wall, there are regular swings, slides, and playground space that children could play on. One portion of the play space looks as if it has a piece missing, and there was a piece of plywood strapped to cover a doorway opening that opens onto nothing. Probably about a 3.5-foot drop. And the zip ties that held that in place have been cut away, and now there's just a drop with no step down for the children. But there is a beautiful view of the river along a very busy road. When I attempted to contact the city of Chattanooga to discuss this handicapped accessible playground and some of the issues it may be facing, I received an email stating that the Parks Department and Public Works had no comment at this time.
This look at two of the accessible playgrounds in Chattanooga is a companion piece to NPR's Accessibility Project. The American with Disabilities Act requirement to make public play spaces accessible is aimed at facilities built after 2012. The play space at Signal Centers was installed in 2010, and the playground equipment at Ross's Landing was installed in 2005. Follow the links on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org to access the national database for NPR's Accessibility Project. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.